Welcome to the series on parables, earthly stories with heavenly meanings. This is week one, why the Lord taught in parables. And in the beginning of this booklet, there's a passage about profanation, because one use of parables is to protect people from profaning good and truth, because they do not know or understand the spiritual things that the Lord is teaching in his parables. They cannot profane them. So this is from Arcana Celestia 8148. Profanation is the acknowledgement of truth and good, and yet a life contrary to them. So when you know what's right, but you don't do it. And then another passage, Arcana Celestia 13:27, says, no one can profane what is holy except one who is in possession of the knowledges of faith and who acknowledges the truth of them. The case in this respect is the same as it is with a man who does what is evil but does not have in mind what is evil. To him, the evil that he does cannot be imputed, just as it cannot be imputed to one who does not do it of deliberate intention, or to someone who is destitute of reason. Thus, a man who does not believe that there is a life after death, and yet performs external worship, cannot profane the things that belong to eternal life, because he does not believe that there is any such life. But the case is quite different with those who know and acknowledge these things.